Yeah, no, you need the Industrial Revolution to make corn oil. You would get bursitis, and you would get, a lot of pains in your elbows. But actually, making corn oil in any quantity requires a lot of heat and acetone and running the material actually through various types of sophisticated machinery. So what are some oils that you could make using those two pieces of equipment? Olive oil. Peanut oil would be another one. Anybody heard of palm fruit oil? Okay, which is really one of the most common oils actually used around the world in West Africa and so on. So what's really fascinating is if you look at the makeups, the percentage of different fats of the traditional oils, which are basically oils you can make on a matate, and I include lard in that area, believe it or not. We can talk about lard later, but I'm actually quite a fan of free-range lard. Versus these are all oils that really require the Industrial Revolution, the ones on the bottom. What is one of the big differences that you notice? The omega-3-6 ratio, yes. And it turns out that omega-6 fats are quite inflammatory, the alpha-linolenic fats, and that we get way too much of them in our modern diet.